Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Steve Stribling, with a few words about the economy for the week ending Friday, November 14th, 2014. Americans increased their retail and food services spending by 0.3% in October compared with September, according to the Census Bureau on Friday. Compared with October 2013, retail spending was up 4.1%. The Bureau adjusts the increases for seasonal variation in holiday and trading day differences, but not for price changes. Month over month, the retail categories that gained the most in sales were sporting goods, hobby, book, and music purveyors, up 1.2%, food service and drinking places, up 0.9%, and clothing stores and auto retailers, each up 0.5%. Non-store retailers, the internet mostly, enjoyed a 1.9% uptick in October compared with September. The biggest loser for the month was electronics sales, off 1.6%, and gas sales off 1.5%, though most of that was because of dropping gas prices. Most retail categories did well year over year. Non-store retail sales were up 9.1%, for instance, and sales at auto and other motor vehicle dealers enjoyed an 8.3% increase compared with last year. Department stores, on the other hand, continued to be the Charlie Brown of the retail world, suffering a 3.5% drop in sales since last year. Gas stations, again because of falling prices, saw sales shrink 4% since October 2013. The University of Michigan said this week that its consumer sentiment index for mid-November came in at 89.4, up from 86.9 at the end of October. That was a stronger uptick than expected, and the metric's highest reading since 2007. Though consumers are still a little edgy about current conditions, their expectations are more optimistic now. One reason that consumers are more cheerful could be gas prices, which are a function of international oil prices. The Energy Information Agency is predicting lower oil prices for next year, which on the whole would be a good thing for the U.S. economy, though the agency also stresses the uncertainty involved in predicting prices. Anyway, in a report issued this week, the EIA said that Brent crude oil prices will average $83 a barrel in 2015, which is $18 a barrel lower than it forecast last month. Brent is the international crude standard. Forecast follows a recent steady drop in prices. Brent crude oil spot prices fell from $95 a barrel on October 1st to $84 a barrel by October 31st. According to the agency, that was because of weakening outlooks for global economic growth and thus oil demand. But if the prediction comes to pass and oil is that cheap next year, that will add some growth to the U.S. economy as consumers can spend on other things rather than so much at the gas pumps. Next week, housing starts, PPI, CPI, and more. This is Dee Stribling with Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those fine websites.